All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Success by Design. You know me, I'm your host, Tim Madden, and I just want to start by asking you a direct question today. Hey, if you've been sending out applications, updating your LinkedIn profile, reaching out to recruiters, but still not landing interviews, man, this has to be the number one issue of those targeting not only any job, but the harder jobs, right? The ones at the director and above level. And if that's you, trust me, you're not alone. This is one of the most common frustrations I hear from senior leaders, right? Because you built an incredible career, you've got the experience, but for some reason, your phone's just not ringing. So today, don't worry, episode 188, we're actually going to dive into why you're likely not getting interviews, and most importantly, how to fix it. Because, hey, here at Executive Career Upgrades, that's what we do, right? We help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. And getting that interview is the first step of the process. So by the end of this, you'll know exactly what's holding you back, how to overcome it, and how to use some new strategies. So grab a notebook, right? Because this is going to be tactical, eye-opening. And if you apply it, this is going to help you in your career. So let's get started. As always, but first, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free career consultation with our team to see if we can help you land a new position. So, wow, this has been a big month for us as we transition into this topic. We've had about 10 to 15 offers come in from our ECU community. So give it up to those inside one of our Exec Upgrades programs. Lots of people hired this month, lots of people hired this year. But remember, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know what you're targeting in this episode, right? If you don't know how to get in front of people that can hire you, it's going to be tough, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be tough because back in the day, you could just apply for a job online, someone would call you, and then you would just worry about interviewing. Now, that's not the, you know, that's not working as well to get on interviews. So let's get started. Here's the harsh reality of the market. This is the most competitive job market we have potentially ever seen. Companies are flooded with hundreds of applicants, right? For like one senior leadership role. Recruiting teams are using AI now to filter out 90% of resumes before even a human sees them. So it's like way more ridiculous than your average ATS system. And at the executive level, you're not just competing with people who are unqualified. You're competing with other talented leaders who know how to market themselves. So just a lot of noise. So if you're just applying online and not hearing back, it's not always because like you're unqualified. It's more often because your branding strategy isn't strong enough to break through all the noise. So I want you to ask yourself a question. When's the last time you looked at your resume, your LinkedIn profile? But from a hiring manager's perspective, would you call yourself? That's one of the questions I have for you today. Would you call yourself? You know, we have a lot of individuals who schedule calls with us here. Man, a lot, several hundred every single month looking for, you know, ways they can accelerate their career. And what we do is we take their resume through one of my ChatGPT prompts that I made, right? And it's really eye-opening when people find out, you know, and don't get me wrong, a resume is not going to solve all of your problems. But the reality is, if your message is confusing, if it doesn't say, you know, why you're qualified in your results, no one's going to call you, right? And that's what we let individuals know when they send us their resume and they schedule a call with us. We tell them, hey, these are all of the critical things wrong with your resume. Like, you got to fix them. And that this is where most executives kind of fall flat. They assume like their experience speaks for themselves. But in today's market, experience alone is not enough. Now, let's break down into the three biggest reasons you're not getting interviews. One, we just talked about it. Your resume and your profile, they don't position you as a leader. They're either too tactical, too vague, or they read like job descriptions. You know, people who are standing out, they can quantify their results. They can talk about how they've grown revenue, how they've had cost savings initiatives, how they've expanded globally, managed headcount. If your branding doesn't say like, hey, I'm a senior leader and these are all of my results, you are invisible. So ask yourself, right, does your resume, or forget your resume, because I only really care about your LinkedIn profile because everyone's using LinkedIn nowadays at your level to get hired. So does your LinkedIn profile clearly show the scale of your leadership? Does it talk about the budgets, the team, the revenue, the strategy, or does it just read like a list of responsibilities? You need to talk about yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You have to talk about yourself in a positive way and be proud of your results, okay? If you've scaled a company past 50 million, if when you took over a sales team, they were doing 20, and when you left, they were doing 125, guys, you have to be excited about that. You have to put that on your profile. You have to tell people how you did that. No one else is going to advocate for you. You know, you are your biggest advocate. And number two, people who just rely on those applying to jobs, right? They always get stuck. At this level, most opportunities, let me repeat, most opportunities at the director and above are because of networking, referrals, tremendous volume on cold outreach, and more, not applying for jobs. And then there's the LinkedIn content piece, right? If you're not posting content, engaging with other people, expanding your network, you're limiting your opportunities to job boards, which aren't working for you. Let me be clear, and please, if you're taking notes, write this down. The only way to get hired, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is common sense, but stick with me for a sec, okay? The only way to get hired is through people. Does that make sense? People are going to hire you, okay? So we need to connect with people, be visible to people, make sure our profile is set up so when people view it, they actually want to talk to us. Okay, you need to simply get connected to more people, not apply to more jobs online where you're just another number in a database where it's likely getting scrapped out anyway, because they're all different. Your only way to get a job is through people and to get in front of as many people per day as you can. And online is the way to do that. And I get it. It's uncomfortable for some people, but here's the reality. You need to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Otherwise, you're not going to land a new position. You know, not to preach on you here, but ladies and gentlemen, I've had people come to us that have been unemployed for 18 months. So here's my question for you on this section. If I searched your name up right now on LinkedIn, would I see an active thought leader, someone who's giving back to the community, someone who's posting great content, someone who's collaborating with other people, someone who's commenting on other industry stuff happening, changes in the marketplace? Is that you? Okay. If it's not, you're likely going to have problems. You're likely going to have problems. Now, thank you, Abby. Abby's question is, hey, Tim, this is great. What if people tell you that your profile is great already? Great. Think about this. We can have the best website in the world, the best profile in the world. You know, we can have those, the best marketing funnel, if you know anything about marketing, right, in the world. But here's the reality. What's the biggest proponent? Having a profile is really just like step one. Now it needs to be, how can I get my profile in front of so many people or in front of a lot of people every single day? There's a couple ways to do that, right? One is creating content on LinkedIn. Do you know that, Abby, if you created a post on LinkedIn, do you know that even if no one likes it, even if no one comments, it's probably reaching a minimum of 200 people? 200 people is a lot of people. So think about this. Here's how to get more decision makers to view you. Step one is have a targeted strategy, right, of potential decision makers that can hire you. On LinkedIn, it's really easy to do. Say, let me give you an example. Say I'm a VP of, or a director of marketing, and I'm targeting tech. I know in a mid-market tech company, the VP of marketing is going to hire me. So my job every single day would be, hey, what are the companies doing well? What am I seeing in the marketplace as far as hiring? Who are the big players in the mid-market tech? Who are the companies? Who are the VPs at those companies? I need to connect with them, right? I have to connect with them. There's lots of automated tools that you can use to do that as well. But essentially, if you have a great profile, that's step one. But now we need a strategy. And the strategy needs to, I'll give you the overarching strategy. How can I get more people to view the profile that's so beautiful every single day? And the short answer is activity on LinkedIn. The more posts you like of people, the more you comment on other people, the more content you create, the more targeted strategy you have of connecting with decision makers. Because think about this. If you had, and it's not unrealistic in 90 days to build up potentially an additional 500 connections. Imagine over 90 days, you've strategically targeted, okay, you're connected now to 500 VPs over that 90-day period that are in marketing at those mid-market tech companies. If you're doing LinkedIn activity every single day, I'm telling you, they're going to engage with you. They're going to notice you. Absolutely. Okay. So look at your profile, right? If you have a good profile, great. But ask yourself, would Tim Madden see an active thought leader that like, man, I need to get a hold of this person? Or would I see like a static profile that looks good, but hasn't been touched in months and there's no activity? Okay. So number three, most execs don't have a clear strategy. They apply broadly, chase whatever comes up, hope something sticks. But everyone who's successful, man, you guys are direct, you're corporate leaders. You know that to do anything well, there needs to be a strategy. And there, when there's not a strategy, things go to shit, right? So we need to be very specific about what is our target? Are we branded well? What industry, function, company size, leadership level am I targeting? How can I build a precise campaign to reach decision makers of what I'm exactly targeting? So here's another rhetorical, just food for thought question. Do you have a clear target of what you want next? Or are you casting this wide net hoping something will bite? I just met with the person, you know, yesterday who wants to be a CEO, right? And his message was everywhere. He has a sales background, a tech background, a product background. And he was like, look, my background's so phenomenal. I'm like, it's actually very confusing. If you're targeting marketing related things, just speak to marketing, not casting some wide net of, does that make sense? When you're vague, you don't attract attention. When you're targeted, opportunities will start finding you. So hopefully now you know why you're not getting interviews. So let's talk about how to fix it. Number one, rewrite your LinkedIn and just do me a favor. Just get someone to help you with their resume in LinkedIn, okay? I know that most of you are not professional writers. We do them here. Email me at tim@execupgrades.com. I'll hook you up with our just phenomenal writing team. They're awesome. They have every single certification you could possibly have when it comes to resumes. But you need to have a new profile to showcase that measurable impact, right? And use numbers and position yourself as the leader who wants people to hire, right? And even Tim Madden, hey, I had my resume done like a year ago with our writing team because I was like, man, I've done so much stuff. I don't know how to position this. So I got people to help me. So that should be number one. Like, do you have a good message? I know Abby did, right? And then number two, build your executive visibility online. Okay, start showing up as a thought leader. Post at least once a day on LinkedIn, maybe two. Share insights for your industry, comments on relative executive level discussions. This positions you as someone worth noticing. And I know this works. Man, so many people have been hired. Check this out. I just joined a new program, right? So I'm in a program with 600 other people. Okay. That's a lot of people, right? Oh my God, there's so many people. So what did I take the time to do? Number one, let me build my profile inside of this new group. So what did I do? I wrote down exactly what I do, right? Exactly. So I took time enhancing my profile. It's not on LinkedIn. It's on a different platform. And then what am I doing? I'm looking at, hey, who are people I'd want to do business with? Let me make sure I like their post. Let me make sure I comment them. And I comment and I ask them questions. Let me ask for like all of these things. All I'm doing though is nothing magical. I'm just engaging with people. Because remember, people have everything you want. And most of them are strangers. Okay. Because of that, I've already generated three different B2B related deals. I'm actually meeting with a guy tomorrow simply because of just engaging with people. We got a couple of questions. We got Trent who said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Absolutely. Antoinette said, it can take too much time crafting your resume and cover letter accordingly based on what you're applying to. Therefore, getting a point of contact with the company seems to be more effective. Yeah. The strategy is just, when you're connecting with people at the company, well, there needs to be a reason. Either there's an open position or there's not an open position. If there's an open position and I'm applying at that mid-market tech company, right? I'm getting a hold of, remember, the VPs, well, I get a hold of three people if I know there's an opening. I get a hold of someone senior on the talent acquisition team, someone who has my job at the company already, because likely they have many directors of marketing, and the potential decision maker, so a couple of VPs. And then I'm going to get a hold of them. I'm going to say, hey, John, I noticed you were needing a director of marketing. So I thought it made sense to connect. Over the past 3 years, I've done something they're looking for, something they're looking for, something they're looking for. Does it make sense to have a conversation? I do that to talent acquisition, people who already have my job at the company, and the decision makers. Okay. That's exactly what I do. That is exactly what I do. But remember, Antoinette, here's where most people mess up. Okay. Most people mess up because they send one message, nothing ever happens, and they're like, oh my God, rejection. When reality, man, people are so busy in 2025. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Do you know most messages from hiring teams, they'll actually accept your connection request on LinkedIn, but guess what? They won't do anything. Most responses come from following up the first time. So saying like, hey, John, you know, you're connected now. Hey, John, just a friendly bump, just seeing if you had a chance to read my message above. You know, most times, 77% of the time, the response is on the first follow-up. Okay. Abby said, fair point. Being active is really good. And I agree. Since I've started posting, I'm beginning way more traction. Yeah, absolutely, Abby. Absolutely. Now, remember, just like anything in life, when you start, what happens? Man, it's so difficult to get any traction, right? It's like you're rolling a big rock uphill. But here's the thing, man. Just stick with it. Stay excited, right? Because when you'll continually get momentum. Okay. And when you start getting a lot of momentum, a lot of people start viewing your pages, you're going on interviews, but then here's the mistake. I'm just going to forewarn you. Here's the mistake people make. They start getting a lot of traction. They start getting a couple interviews. They stop everything on LinkedIn. And then what happens? Those opportunities don't work out. And then they say, this didn't work. So remember, don't ever quit until you find that next position. Yeah. Let me see. Yep. Ripping the band-aid to network is the most difficult thing. But remember, people, ladies and gentlemen, have everything you want. People, through people, is the only way you can get hired. Through people is the only way you can get a salary increase. Through people is the only damn way, hopefully I can say that on LinkedIn, you could generate any opportunity. So get used to being, so look how much money is just wrapped up in people. Does that make sense? And people have it all. They have everything you want because you got to go through them to get inside the company. So learn how to love it, man. Learn how to love it. And the only reason you wouldn't love it is you don't really know what you're doing, right? So make sure you're like, you have a strategic plan, you execute it, and you revise as you go. Okay. So instead of applying online, spend 70% of your effort, man, building connections with decision makers, hiring managers, executives, and recruiters in your space. Send personalized messages, schedule those informational calls, start getting known in your industry. You know, I tell the people at the ECU who do business with us, right, is what we want to teach you is job skills for life, right? In this executive search, I know everyone's focused on a position like right now, but here's the thing. How do we make sure that this never happens to us again, right? That we're without meaningful work unless it's on our terms, okay? Here's the thing. If you're in a job search, if I wanted to see your calendar for the past 14 days, how many networking conversations would I see? Because remember, you have to get through people. Executives who can execute on those three steps will consistently land interviews, period, end of story, okay? So, here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. If you're not getting interviews, it's not because you're unqualified. It's because your branding, visibility, or strategy just simply isn't strong. The good news, all of that's fixable. Okay. The executives who get results are the ones who stop treating their job search like guesswork and start treating it like a job and like a structured marketing campaign. So here's my challenge to you. If you're tired of sending out those applications, right, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We'd love to be of assistance to you. But hey, if you don't know your target, if you're not branded effectively, if you're relying on applying to jobs online, I'm sorry, but that is a losing strategy. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.